So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Welcome. Hope you're well today. It's Dan Latto speaking. So we're on the Mindset and Hustle Show. It's Friday, the 26th of June. It is a hot one out here, folks. We're in Spain, obviously, so it's always warm here. It was raining last week, but it's normally warm here. And I know that in England, it's red hot as well. I think you guys are really suffering there. I'm on my Coke Zero with lots of ice. We've got an ice machine. Highly recommend getting the ice machine. In today's session, we're going to talk to you about how to market your business on a budget. So if you've got any questions about that, stick them in the box down below. But this is a training session, comes under the mindset and hustle aspect of it. One of the questions that came into the group was about marketing, and they were wanting to drop some leaflets. And I'm like, maybe you shouldn't be dropping leaflets. Maybe there's something else that you could be doing. Well, there is lots of things that you could be doing in addition to either dropping leaflets or instead of dropping leaflets. But whatever it is, it's about marketing the budget, marketing your business on a budget without spending a lot of money if you can help it. And so I've been marketing businesses for 20 odd years. I've run my own lettings agency, and that was very popular. We had 35,000 unique visitors a month at its peak. We sold that business on. And then people pay us for marketing advice, and then we implement the marketing on the advice that we give. So we've got a lot of experience in marketing, and especially on the stuff, because I'm a tight northerner, as you're probably aware, I don't like spending money on marketing. We do spend it, but we want to be very cautious on the money that we spend going out. We manage every single pound that goes out because we want a return on investment. So what I'm going to cover today is called a marketing Parthenon. It comes from somebody whose name I can't remember, but it will come back to me. A very famous marketer. Old school marketing is this, but let's just cover it. So what most businesses tend to do is that they do marketing based on just one type of marketing. It's leaflets, or it's magazine advertising, or it's Facebook ads, or radio advertising. And that's not really how marketing works. How marketing works is that you have many ingredients that build a marketing cake. And it's like making a cake. So if you've got a cake and you've only got eggs, well, you can't make a cake out of just eggs. And if you've only got flour, well, you can't make a cake out of just flour. Or does milk go into a cake? Or sugar? Or yeast? Or whatever ingredients? Or salt even? Like something negative, like salt, helps the cake improve its flavor. So you've got to build a marketing cake based around all of the ingredients. That's how you make an amazing cake. Not just one ingredient, but several ingredients. And that's what we're going to cover today. I can feel a diagram coming on already, and you know how much I enjoy my diagrams. So let's dive straight in. If you're listening to this on the podcast, I want you to imagine a multi-tier wedding cake. You know those wedding cakes? They've got a base at the bottom, and then it's got like little pillars, and then it's got another base on top, and it's got little pillars. And that's what we're going to create here. Like, I call this wedding cake marketing, but the actual name is Parthenon marketing. So here's the next layer. This is a wedding cake. Okay, there's the next layer, and you've got another layer on top. Now, in terms of marketing, what you want to be doing is there's different types of marketing. So there are, for example, there is print marketing. Let's put print marketing here. And there is online marketing. And then there is audio marketing. Now, in the olden days, that used to be just the radio, didn't it? And then there's visual. Online could be visual as well. Let's put that in there. So you've got visual, you've got print. Print could kind of be visual, but we're going to break print down. You've got audio, which in the olden days used to be just radio, but we're going to break that down because it's more than just radio now. What else have you got? Let's put in referral. Let's put that one in. Referral marketing. Now, there are more than just these four levels. There's like 18 different levels, 19 different. I don't know how many there are. It's up to you how many there are. But let me go through this so you get a really clear understanding. Now, let me just remove this here to make sure that you guys can see this okay. Move the camera down just slightly. There we go. Okay. Actually, I can just move this up a little bit just because we're going to put some things in at the bottom here. That's fine. You can see that. Okay, that's cool. Online marketing or visual marketing, what does that consist of? Now, obviously, you've got things like Facebook and you've got Twitter and LinkedIn and Instagram, but they're all much of the same. We band those or group those under what we call social media. So let me just put that in there. Social media. And what most businesses do, they just have social media. They have an online presence, but don't do anything else. But if this was a stool, you won't want to sit on that because you'd fall off it, okay? So what you want to be doing is you want to be adding more of these. Let me just extend that a little bit. There you go. You want to be adding more bases. So then this is more secure. So you've got social media. Then you might have SEO, search engine optimization. That's very valid. So you've got social media, which is posting things on LinkedIn and Facebook and so on, which drives traffic back to your website. You've got search engine optimization, so that when someone lands on Google and types plumbers in Leeds, your website comes up at the top. Other visual could be video. And there is two types of video that you can create. I mean, there's more types of video. Let's run through them. You can do face-to-face video like this. You can do little 20, 25. Lou! There's a delivery. Momentito, por favor. Si, muy bien. Gracias. Oh, there you go. It's fine. Sorted it. That's my delivery just turning up. So you've got video. You've got face-to-face where people come and interrupt you because we've got a package arriving. You've got 20-second videos, which is like B-roll video with text on the bottom and music. We create a lot of that for clients. You've got a day in the life of where a cameraman follows you around, or you just film yourself 1 minute every hour, discuss what you're doing, and then you put that together into a 5 or 6 minute video. So you've got videos. So there's all sorts of different types of online stuff and visual stuff. And then the other one you could do is you could post adverts on classified websites. Now, interestingly, none of these cost you anything. They don't have to. This is stuff that you can just create. You can create your own social media posts. It takes time to do it. You can do your own SEO. It takes time to do it. You can do your own videos. It takes time to do it. Or you can use classified adverts. That takes time as well. But if you've got no money right now and you're trying to get a business off the ground, the one thing that you do have is time. So you start posting, you start doing all of this, start working on your SEO and understanding how that works a little bit. And then when you start building up your business, the lack of money and the excess of time slowly changes. You then begin to have no time, but an excess of cash, hopefully, if you're running your business right. And then at that point, you can start to outsource these and get other people to do them. Now, again, most people only do one thing, and that's wrong. And you know, I've got four here, but there might be 18 different ones, and it's up to you to work out which ones you want to do. Let's talk about print. So here you've got magazine, newspaper. You might do leaflet drops, which we talked about briefly. Let's stick another one in. Let's do another one here. Let's make this a bit bigger. Stick another one here. Let's have this one as like a publicity piece in a newspaper. So this one is a newspaper ad, and this is a magazine ad. But you might have a write-up in a newspaper or magazine, and we'll call it PR. So, for example, if you hire a new team, a new sales team, you should be putting that out to people like the Yorkshire Post, because Greg, what's his name, from he runs a business section in the Yorkshire Evening Post, Greg Wright, really nice guy. He might put you in the Yorkshire Post, or at least put a Twitter link back to your PR section on your website, so you're still driving traffic back. But that's print. And again, you know, you might just do leaflet drops, and you might do social media, but that's not enough in most businesses. They're just doing one. You need to do all of these if you want a successful business, because we want this marketing cake, which consists of each one of these. Obviously, each one of these is going to take some time. So radio, audio, there's three types I'm going to cover here. The first one is radio ads, that's one. The next one is radio interview. Like, can you get on the radio? Are you a personality of some kind? Can you solve people's problems being on the radio? You see, in the olden days, this is all we had. I remember age 14 listening to James Whale. Do you remember James Whale on Radio Air with his talk show at 10 o'clock? You could phone in if you wanted to. But you could be a guest on the talk show. You can be advertising on the radio. But one of the others that you want to be doing here is podcasting. Podcasting doesn't cost you anything. It costs you maybe 10 or 15 quid to set the system up every single month and a place to host the audio, and then it gets fed out. So the way that podcasting works is you upload to a third party, and the third party squeezes that out to iTunes. That's how podcasting works. It's not hosted on iTunes. It hosts here, and it squeezes out onto iTunes, Spotify, LinkedIn, Stitcher, and so on. So you host it in one place, and then it squeezes it out to people who want to listen to your podcast. Podcasting has done very well for us. We've got over 400 podcasts, hundreds of thousands of downloads. And if we've got over 400 podcasts, we must have over 250 hours, something like that, 200, 250 hours worth of content that people can download. Okay, next one then is referral. Have you got a referral scheme in place? Most people haven't got a referral scheme in place. And a referral scheme could be just sending a thank you note with three business cards, giving your friends 10% off, for example. Or it could be giving 10% off the next order. There's a book that you can buy, and it's got like 28 different referral schemes in place, and most businesses don't have any. Now, I just want to clarify something for those people who just joined. The online visual and the print, the audio and the referral are just four tiers of this wedding cake. This wedding cake or this Parthenon might have 20 different tiers. It's up to you. But I've broken these down, like online visual. Some of these will cross over, like podcasting really is online because most people listen to your podcast via a device which is connected to the internet of some way. But I've put that under audio because I want you to start thinking about what other audio stuff can you do. What about if you recorded something and put it on a CD and it's 20 minutes and you put it in a post and you send it to 10 of your best prospects and you go, you know, you personalize it a little bit and you put, "Dear Bob, I've recorded a CD of our 10 best methodologies of whatever. I think you should listen to this in your car on the way home tonight." Like, they get that. Like, what do you think we're going to do? We're not going to bin it. We're going to listen to the damn thing because they're interested in what that is. So that's an audio experience. That's what we used to do in the olden days. I remember buying cassettes. Do you remember cassettes? And you put them into your car and I'd listen to audio tapes. That wasn't what we used to do in the olden days. Honestly, if I was running a business 40 years ago, I would be recording so many podcasts and sending them out. I would be doing one a month. It'd be a subscription service. It'd be £5 or £10, enough to cover the cost of recording and interviewing people and sending the thing out. And then at the back end of that, I would have had an upsell. Like, that's literally what we do today, except we've got it's so much easier for us to do it because we've got the internet. We don't have to ship things in a jiffy bag, a cassette in a jiffy bag for people to listen to in the car. But you could do that on a CD because people still have CD players in cars. That's quite a nice way of doing it. So these here could have multiple tiers. And just because I've got four here on the online stroke visual, like visual could be TV. And again, it doesn't have to be you advertising on TV. Could you be interviewed by somebody on TV? So like the cable channels in America, for example, like Wayne's World, do you remember those? The UK, at least, has some cable channel that I found one night, and it's crap, but it's like some Leeds business TV thing and people go on it. One of the people that I knew who's a business coach, she goes on it and she gives business coaching advice, which is amazing. Like, for those people who got nothing better to do at 2 in the morning, we're going to watch it. We're going to watch it, right? And then you can take that out, that TV slot, and then you can distribute it as a podcast, which is exactly what we do with these. We take these videos, these lives, and then we put these into podcasts and they go out and then we post them out on social media. So what we want to do is you want to create a video and then you want to create it as a podcast. So you send the video out, then you pull out the podcast, you send the podcast out. Then you create a web page and you embed the podcast or the video in a web page, or embed both the video on one and the podcast on another one, then you've got another two bites at the cherry to send out the work that you've already done. And then in 6 months' time, you do a throwback post. Hey, we recorded this 6 months ago. It's still relevant today. And you post it out on social media and it drives people back to your website. This is the marketing Parthenon, or the marketing, I call it a marketing wedding cake. It looks like a wedding cake. And if you've not got a budget for spending money on advertising, or, and by the way, I don't like advertising. It's one of the big things I don't like to spend money on. One of the things I used to enjoy was people phoning me up and going, oh, yeah, can you advertise Leeds United, you know, the square things around the pitch that you can put your company name on? And we're like, no, we don't pay for advertising. And they're like gobsmacked. And like they just don't even get it. What do you mean you don't pay for marketing? Everyone has to pay for marketing. Never done. Especially in 2020, we've got all this stuff. I can go and implement all this. This will keep me very busy. Now, that is one of the problems, however, if you're doing it yourself, is that you end up doing all the marketing yourself. And as we know, that's one of the things that you shouldn't be doing in your business. But to get the business up and running, to get it to the point where you can begin to outsource some of this work, which is what one of my businesses does, the digital marketing agency that we own, we do this for a lot of clients. And we create the sales funnels, and we do email lists. Is one on here that I forgot. We can put emails in there as well. You should be having emails. Yeah, you can see that. And you should be, you know, if you sign up on my email list, I think you get an email every 6 days for 2 years. Like, we've got that many emails already done. So you're in the list. You're going to get emailed. And then, because we run out of emails after 2 years and we've had people on that list for years, we might send them an email once a month, once every 2 months, once every 3 months, just to keep them warm. But again, that should form part of your overall marketing strategy. And again, sending an email doesn't cost you anything. You can send an email every 10 minutes if you want. We wouldn't recommend that, by the way, because everyone would unsubscribe. But to keep people warm, that's exactly what you should be doing. You should be, you know, I used to write a lot of long posts on Facebook, and the long post copy works very well. You get a lot of engagement on those. And what I used to do was I'd post it on Facebook, I'd copy and paste it, I'd send it out to my email list, and then I'd take that copy as well, and I'd put it to the bottom of the 200 or 100 emails that I had lined up that goes out every 6 days. So I'm constantly adding more emails to this email list. That's it. That's literally how you should be marketing your business without it costing any money. I hope that's useful for you. Short one today, 17 minutes in. But it's too bloody warm, isn't it? So look, have a good weekend. We're live on the Business Growth Show on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. Please stay safe. If you're going to go out, please socially distant. I see a lot of people on the beach in England from the pictures I've seen. Nobody's wearing masks. It scares the living bejeebies out of me. Please wear a mask if you're going to go out. Please keep safe. You know, we've been in lockdown for 3 months and we wear a mask everywhere we go. We're not wasting 3 months of an investment of staying safe to go out and not wear a mask. It just doesn't make sense for us. But please stay safe and we'll catch up with you on Monday. Have a wicked weekend. My name's Dan Latter. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.